Give me a second, Rachel.
Okay, sure. Hello?
Yeah. I was in the middle of writing to you because I was just checking with.
You are allowed to send this to her.
Right.
Also, okay. They're pretty recent charges. The license transmitted?
Right. But, my question is, as a divorce, they should do tons of laws, like, actual legal practice.
It is. No, we, by the way, some, we have her written permissions, apart from the application.
Right, but this isn't informed either. We anyway, so boys are gonna.
You could tell her that she can. This is this. You could send it to her. Tell her this is what we receive. Mm-hmm. And there are charges listed below.
Okay.
And just say that. Just tell her that the hold in abeyance due to charges and conviction does not allow us to hire you at this time because there is no final determination. She could dispute it either because it's inaccurate or it's not. Or it's false,
okay.
She can get a disposition letter from the court.
And once you have this disposition letter, we can hire her or not? No.
No, basically, with a disposition letter, we can send it to CHR.
And they can...
See if they have a final determination.
Because she says she called the court, and they said she doesn't have any charges. Other than this. So...
It's not like it's the same days. It's like two different times.
Right.
No, it's funny. I thought you'd see on the registry. Aren't you supposed to see on the registry when they have something?
Only if someone could
have actual convictions. Okay.
Because her registry, it says yes. So. Okay, because the last time she worked with someone was
6/11/2025.
Okay,
we'll text Anu
Someone's calling me back at the agency. Okay.
Okay, text one of the aides to see if they're actually by orientation.
Okay.
Okay, bye.